We're at the intersection of Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI, and unemployment assistance here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Back in 2013, Wisconsin passed a law that says people who receive SSDI cannot at the same time receive unemployment benefits if they're laid off. And now there's a class action lawsuit seeking to overturn the law and recoup some benefits. How do you feel about SSDI recipients being eligible for unemployment benefits? Are you or a loved one in this exact situation? 800-642-1234. We have two attorneys who filed a federal class action lawsuit in the Western District of Wisconsin on behalf of some Wisconsin workers with disabilities. Victor Forberger is a labor and employment attorney. Victor, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
And Paul Kinney is here as well, partner at Gingras Thompson & Walks. Paul, welcome to you.
Thank you.
So, Paul, let's start with you. Why did you take on this case? Why did you bring it?
Well, we are looking for justice, not just for the clients named in the complaint, but for all disabled people who are getting SSDI. Wisconsin's unemployment compensation law is designed to compensate workers who lose their job through no fault of their own, to tide the worker over until they can find new work. And it's both wrong and illegal to treat disabled people differently from anybody else.
Victor, can you give us some context of the history here on how this law came to be?
Well, the law was originally started with a department proposal, which is, first of all, highly unusual. A major change in the law is coming from the department as opposed to from workers or from management folks, and that create this eligibility ban, because the idea back then was that disabled people supposedly don't work at all. And it got implemented, and it turns out disabled people actually do work, especially after they get approved for SSDI, because the SSDI benefit is usually pretty low. The average in Wisconsin is around $1,200 a month. So even on that average amount, imagine trying to pay your rent and buy your groceries all on just $1,200 a month. Mm-hmm. So people need to work in order to supplement that. And that's what they're doing. Unfortunately, right now, because of this eligibility ban, they cannot get unemployment benefits when they lose their jobs. So they are... And that's a right all workers have when they lose their jobs, but it's not available to them. So they are essentially starving till they can find another job.
Well, let's look at this closely here, because SSDI and unemployment benefits are supposed to serve two distinct groups, two distinct populations. Unemployment benefits paid to people who are willing and able to work but are laid off, unable to find work. And then on the other hand, SSDI for people who are unable to work. I'm wondering here, Paul, is the pandemic's economic fallout revealing that unemployment insurance and disability benefits are essentially at odds with one another?
To some degree, yes. And the pandemic has certainly drawn attention to that contradiction. But honestly, it always existed. That's because the rules at the Social Security Administration specifically allow people who receive SSDI benefits to also work. That's baked into the law. So Wisconsin's law that says, well, if you get SSDI benefits, you can't get unemployment compensation benefits, is in direct contradiction with that rule.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Paul Kinney and Victor Forberger. They're employment law attorneys who've sued the state in federal court, hoping to overturn a restriction on unemployment benefits for people with disabilities. You can join in. Do you receive SSDI? And did you lose your job during the pandemic, only to find you were not eligible for unemployment benefits? What did you do? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Victor, how many Wisconsin residents with disabilities are employed, and how many receive SSDI?
We don't know the number right now. I've got a number on my website. I've found out a couple days ago that's wrong. So it's somewhere between less than 150,000 and somewhere more than 3,500.
And why aren't there exact numbers here? I mean, why is that unclear? When are the numbers filed each year?
They're not. Fortunately, they're not being filed, not being tracked. So we only have data from the Social Security Administration about the number of people who qualify for SSDI benefits from their prior work history.
Ah,
that's the 150,000 number.
I see.
And then I know from the department back in 2015, they said that 3,500 people have been denied unemployment assistance because of the SSDI eligibility ban.
So let's look at the federal level, Paul. Congress did try to fix this with the Reducing Overlapping Payments Act that was introduced somewhere around 2015 by then Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. What has been the guidance or the action from the federal government to states on this?
There really hasn't been any explicit guidance to the states beyond what's set forth in the rules and in the laws that apply to Social Security recipients getting SSDI and unemployment compensation. The federal government has made it pretty clear to states that SSDI beneficiaries can receive both. But Wisconsin is one of only two states in the country that simply disallows it, that says if you're getting SSDI benefits, you're automatically disqualified from getting unemployment compensation benefits. And that also has to do a little bit with the way unemployment compensation benefits are paid, which are paid weekly, and Social Security disability insurance benefits, which are paid monthly.
Okay, so different timelines there. Is it possible, Paul, that someone who loses their job, who is on SSDI, who would apply for unemployment benefits and get them, would they have to pay that money back or pay a fine?
If they were on Social Security disability benefits and somehow the state did not realize that they were getting the SSDI benefits, yes. The history has been since 2013 that the Unemployment Compensation Office, the Department of Workforce Development, will compel those workers to return the money they received and typically also pay a penalty.
Have any of your plaintiffs been in that position?
Yes. Several of our plaintiffs have received benefits only later to be ordered to return that money and also pay a penalty. Part of the relief we're seeking is to compel the state to reimburse those plaintiffs for the money that they were forced to pay back and refund the penalty with interest.
Let's take a call on this. Nick joining us from Green Bay this morning. Hi, Nick. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. First, thanks for your work. I support your cause. And the second is, you know, I see the disability benefit. You said it's about $1,200 a month, plus minus. And you're not eligible for disability if you earn more than $1,200 a month, plus minus. I mean, are the sums of money we're talking about to the state even appreciable? Is this even worth arguing about? Why do we think we put this in place? Is this like a moral standpoint, or is it really about dollars and cents?
Nick, thank you. Victor, you first.
For the state, this probably is not that much money, though for employers, they're not paying unemployment taxes if their employees can't, if their disabled employees can't collect unemployment benefits. So this is one of the problems is we're actually, employers are not paying their fair share then based on their disabled workers not collecting. And for the disabled workers, again, this is the difference between starving and being able to feed yourself. So It is a major factor. I just want to also add too, is the regulations for able and available were decades ago changed to accommodate disabled workers. And so Wisconsin unemployment law actually is oriented towards allowing disabled workers to work up to what their disability allows. So this disability ban now that was implemented in 2013 goes against a whole part of how unemployment law is supposed to function.
Paul, do you have any thoughts there on what Nick in Green Bay was saying?
Yes. First of all, there definitely is a moral component to what we're doing. But more technically, with respect to the amounts, that's why we filed a class action lawsuit. Class action lawsuits are designed to compensate people when, if they were going to bring their own lawsuit, the amounts at issue would probably not be worth the investment of time and resources. But when you take everybody who's been affected similarly and put them together, then suddenly that does become a large enough sum of money to make it worth the effort. So that's why we've done this as a class action lawsuit. Because when you take the total harm done by denying these SSDI beneficiaries their rightfully earned unemployment compensation benefits, it definitely is something worth noticing.
We have employment and labor law attorneys Paul Kinney there and Victor Forberger sued the state of Wisconsin in federal court seeking to overturn its ban on people with disabilities from receiving unemployment benefits. Are you a loved one in this situation? What do you think of this ban? What do you think about this class action suit seeking retroactive benefits? Join in your thoughts, 800-642-1234. We'll talk more in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're discussing a class action lawsuit filed this month that asserts that our state's unemployment system discriminates against people with disabilities. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to Social Security Administration data from 2019, more than 170,000 Wisconsinites benefited from the SSDI program, Social Security Disability Insurance, and thus were automatically disqualified from receiving state unemployment benefits. Do you support this ban or find it unlawful? Are you receiving SSDI while working? What can you say about the program? 800-642-1234. We have attorneys in the federal suit, Victor Forberger and Paul Kinney. They stay with us for 9 more minutes. I want to follow up here on the nature of a class action lawsuit, Paul. You know, not everyone who goes on SSDI has the privilege of having an attorney who can navigate the bureaucracy for them and look out for their best interests and, you know, ensure they're abiding by the law in taking SSDI. Would overturning this law help to simplify the system?
Absolutely, it would. Then SSDI recipients would not need to be concerned with the simple receipt of those benefits to disqualify them for unemployment compensation benefits. They would go through the application process like any other employee and be eligible to receive those benefits either for the same reasons or for not the same reasons that any other person who applies for those benefits would be.
Victor, with this class action suit, can you explain how many people you're representing now, and would you be adding plaintiffs here?
I think there's seven or eight named plaintiffs in the lawsuit right now. I've been doing a pro bono representation for a lot of folks right now who receive SSDI benefits and haven't been able to get unemployment benefits. I've just said is I'm going to get a lot more phone calls from folks. Please, if you call me up, try and be patient, understanding, because a lot of people are calling me up. It's a very unemployment is, you know, what Paul said about hoping to make this system easier to use. One of the things that's come out of this is how complicated and difficult the unemployment system is to navigate. People are forced to use the portal if they need help and they can't use the computer systems to file their weekly certifications or their initial claims. I'm telling them they have to use magic words when they talk on the phone. They have to say, I have a disability and I need your assistance. If they don't say those magic words, then they're told to go back to the portal. Mm. People don't have online access the way that people in the upper middle classes and fast broadband connections might have. So it's been extremely difficult for a lot of people and extremely cumbersome. And they've just been caught up in the administrative complexities.
Let's take another call. Becky in Hustaford. Hi, Becky. What is your situation?
Hello there. Thank you so much for taking my call. My mother had polio when she was 9 years old and unfortunately had to wind up mainstreaming herself for a large part of her life. When she was living in the late 40s and 50s, there were no programs for people with disabilities. And so she was an advocate for her entire life. She managed to go to college, get a degree, raise a family, and worked for the Wisconsin Vocational Technical College as a business instructor. Unfortunately, much of the able world, or the differently abled world, doesn't realize that persons with disabilities are often not only dealing with the complexities of their disability, but with extreme additional expenses in dealing with those disabilities, whether it be orthopedic shoes, braces, wheelchairs, special physiological or physical therapy or medical treatments, all of those things that someone with easy access to a job who gets laid off may find it easy to find another job. But for someone with a disability who has a job and is working hard and yet has all these additional complications to their life, for them not to be able to receive basic unemployment benefits when they're laid off for reasons of no fault of theirs, seems like it would be a terrible violation of the AODA, among other laws at the federal and state level. I think if someone with a disability is treated differently in their unemployment circumstances, that is a blatant act of prejudice against them. Thank you.
Becky, thank you for the call and sharing the experiences of your mother. And I want to go to you first, Victor, and talking about these extreme expenses that just go unnoticed and the importance of showing this.
Yeah, I can't say that better what was Becky just said. I mean, she's spot on. One of the things with the SSDI program is after 2 years on the SSDI program, recipients become eligible for Medicare assistance. And that helps with some of those medical expenses. But as we all know, Medicare has been pared back. And so there are still many out-of-pocket expenses that people have to pick up. So what Becky said is very true. And one of the issues why we're fighting this case.
And Paul, you know, it echoes what you have said about discrimination that you see in taking on this case.
That's absolutely right. The country has a shameful history of the way it has treated disabled people. And this lawsuit is a chance for society and for the state of Wisconsin to do something right and to make up at least in a little bit little part of that injustice. So we're really hoping that we can achieve that justice for our clients.
We're talking with Paul Kinney and Victor Forberger, employment law attorneys who have sued the state in federal court as they work to overturn a law on restricting unemployment benefits. Let's go to Jim in Juneau. Jim, hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. So they're already getting Social Security, and they're wanting to receive unemployment benefits. Are these benefits on top? So if you are don't have disabilities and you work, and say you work one day that week, you can claim unemployment and receive the equivalent of, between the two, whatever the unemployment amount is for that state.
Yeah, let's let Paul give some clarity there. Go ahead, Paul.
The unemployment compensation law is designed to provide unemployment compensation benefits in relation to the number of hours you work. The number of hours you're allowed to work and still get SSDI benefits is, well, there is a limit. So that, again, the idea that you're going to double dip is impossible. That isn't accurate because the Social Security rules already prevent that from happening. In other words, unemployment compensation benefit applicants would only be seeking to get unemployment compensation benefits based upon their work history and eligibility that anybody else would have if they were working that number of hours per week.
Paul and Victor, thank you both for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Paul Kinney, Victor Forberger, employment and labor law attorneys. We reached out to the Department of Workforce Development about this suit. They pointed out the governor's biennial budget proposal had included language that would have ended the exclusion of SSDI recipients to the unemployment benefits program. And the governor's proposal was removed by Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. News update is next on the Ideas Network.